Repair cafes are taking off in the Hudson Valley. From Beacon to Woodstock and Rhinebeck to Warwick, they are free community events where residents bring broken items and volunteer experts fix them. I spoke with John Wackman, who organizes repair cafes in the Hudson Valley. He says the first one in the region began in New Paltz 5 years ago.
But since then, you know, many people came to New Paltz, and then basically they're asking, well, how do we get one of these? And the answer is, well, each one is organized by its own community. As we like to say, bring your item to be repaired by an expert who is also your neighbor. So these are people who came to New Paltz, basically saw what they liked and said, well, how do we get one going? And now there are 22 in the Hudson Valley and the Catskills. And by this summer, there will easily be 25. So as I say, the one that's coming up next is Red Hook, and the Conservation Advisory Council in Red Hook is organizing that, and they're well along in the process. So, you know, I will always say a good idea is a good idea.
And since they're put together by their own communities, is there a variety? Maybe there's more of a need for a certain type of repair in a certain community. I don't know how community-specific that is, but I imagine how expansive the Hudson Valley is. There are different needs.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, it's really a matter of what is the skill set in your community? What kind of skills do your neighbors have? And I heard a wonderful quote the other day, is that one of the greatest sources of human enjoyment is enacting your knowledge. You know, there are so many benefits to a repair cafe, and some of the obvious ones are, yes, it keeps things out of the landfill. It's very intergenerational. It is so community building. I mean, the sense of community building is palpable, and it's, you know, absolutely nonpartisan. It's something that everyone can get together around. And, you know, people, you know, you might think, oh, my goodness, I got something fixed, or I got it fixed for free. But I will tell you the word that people use most often to describe a repair cafe is that it was fun.
Do you see any offshoots to repair cafes where they offer a different type of service or benefit or something beyond repairing?
I think the real benefit is connecting people. That is intangible, but that's a very tangible benefit. Of, you know, yes, you get stuff for free, fixed for free. It is very practical. It is, you know, it's available to all. But it also brings people together in a way that they just don't very often get to spend time together and share ideas together and laugh together and share knowledge.
So it's actually a mind and soul repair at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
Anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, the way we describe it is a repair cafe is a free community meeting place to bring a beloved but broken item to be repaired for free.
Now, you organize, you know, all of these, and as you explained, it's onto the communities. But how did you start? Did you start this?
Well, it started in Amsterdam, Holland. I'm glad you asked, because this is important information. The very first one was in Amsterdam, Holland in 2009. Right, and the idea then it's now the Repair Cafe Foundation, funded by the Dutch government. The idea is to replicate this idea all over the planet. There are more than 1,500, almost 1,600 now, in every continent. There are almost 30 in Africa, for example. But here in the Hudson Valley, is the most concentrated number of repair cafes of anywhere in the country. Of anywhere in the U.S.
But did you get your idea from Amsterdam?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, my role is really to be as helpful as possible, but now there's a whole network of us, you know, we're all in touch with each other. So, if I'm doing anything, it's to facilitate communication and sharing of ideas, what's working, what's not working. New ideas come up. You know, in Kingston, we are partnered with Bike Friendly Kingston, which is, you know, the bike promoting bicycle use in the city. So that is a great partnership. People walk in, repair cafes on your left, Bike Friendly Kingston's on your right. Free bicycle repairs. What could be better?
I don't know. Thank you so much for
Thank
your
you.
Time.